Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the mood been like these past couple weeks?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. It seems like everyone's excited to be back playing hockey again. So, yeah, mood's been good.
Do you get the sense people are excited to play under Rolfe?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he brings a great great energy to the rink, a lot of positivity from him. I think he's super excited. I think that makes the guys excited. I think just talking to him, his plans and his mindset, I think it's really good, and I think all the guys have responded well to it.
What are your other first impressions of Ralph? A lot of guys have talked about how personal he is, how he thinks about you more than a hockey player. What are your impressions?
Yeah. That was pretty spot on. I've had a really good first impression of him, and I haven't heard anything but great things about him. Our conversations have been great. I mean, a lot of them have been about hockey, but we've really gotten to know each other, I think. And like you said, he's very personable. He wants to know you as a human being. He wants to know about your family, your likes and dislikes away from the rink, and I think he cares a lot about everyone. And beyond that, he's very organized. I think he knows what he wants, and he's very thorough, and he's been very impressive so far. So it's been great getting to know him.
Now that you've had time to reflect, what have you learned about yourself as a leader after 1 year?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot. I think, first year, as a captain, I think you can learn a lot. I think, we had a really good first half of the year, tough second half of the year. I think you can learn a lot from, what we did well, and, the same from what we did bad. I think you can take a lot from the struggles and the adversity we went through. I think it'll make us better as a team this year. For me personally, I think I just try and be myself every day, come with a good attitude, work hard. It's pretty easy stuff. There's a lot of leaders in there, a lot of really good guys. It's a good group, and just try and get to know everyone. If you're a new guy, if this is your first year with the organization, just work hard, lead by example.
There are some new guys. What do you think of the moment?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you had a guy like Marcus. Obviously, he had a heck of a playoff. He's a veteran in the league. He's played a lot. You can say the same for Colin Miller. Somebody who's been to the Cup Finals. He's been on a couple good runs with Vegas, obviously, and he's got some good experience. I think he skates well. He moves the puck. He can shoot. I think he can add a lot to our back end. And I think Vese will be a good addition as well. I think his ability to find the back of the net. I think he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder this year, and I think it's good for him. I think he's gonna fit in really well. He's a really good kid. I worked out with him all summer, so I think he had a really good summer of training. I think he's prepared to have a really good year.
What's the next step for you? Last season was your best season.
Yeah.
Where do you think your next step is at?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just try and take steps every year, try and get better, and try and improve on stuff. For me, I've always wanted to score more goals, find the back of the net more. It improved from year 3 to 4, but I think there's another step to take in terms of becoming an elite goal scorer. And I think a little bit of it's a mindset. I think at times I pass up good opportunities, and the goalies are good, right? And it's tough to score goals in this league, but I think if I worked at it this summer, and I think a lot of it, like I said, is a mindset, right? Wanting to shoot the puck more. I shoot the puck a lot, but I think it's just opportunities when you're around the net to get the puck on net, and I think it'll help our team.
Jack, do you get the sense that there's more competition at defense and forward, and that some of your peers that you've been around for years maybe don't know if they actually have a spot on this team right now?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. I think it'll make for a competitive camp. You know, competitive preseason. I think everyone's fighting for spots, and you know, I think it's a really good thing. We have a lot of D, a lot of forwards, a lot of guys here, a lot of really really good players too. And you know, you saw it in Roch last year. They had a good year, a really good team with you know, a lot of young and upcoming players that I think will push guys for positions. And I think that's good. Whenever you have competition, I think you know, it helps everyone prepare better for the season.
Jack, to piggyback off that, how do you compare the makeup of this team, the depth of this team today as you arrive here, as opposed to looking back, you know, when you first got the organization?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're younger. I think my first year we had an older team, right? A lot more established guys on the group. I think there's a lot of younger, eager players to, you know, try and, you know, either break into the league or you know, take that next step, and I think that's great. You know, it's only going to make all of us better.
Do you think younger's better? I'm sorry, Heather. Do you think younger's better in some ways, given the history and to remove people who have the knowledge of what's gone wrong here in some ways?
Well, I mean, I think that, like, you look at younger, right? I mean, you could call Sam a young guy. He's been here. This is his fifth year. You know, Risto, he's not really old. I mean, in terms of playing in the NHL, he's been playing for a while, right? But he's not an older guy. You know, same with Jake. I mean, you know, these are younger players in terms of age, right? But a lot of experience. And yeah, we've been through a lot of tough times together and in the organization with, you know, tough years. And, you know, it's been up and down. But, you know, I think you can use that experience to better you. But I think with the guys that have come in, whether it's been last year to this year or this year, you know, you got a lot of guys really eager, like I said, to try and break in and make an impression. And, you know, I think that's going to be really good. You see guys, you know, go home, have a really good summer of training, prepare, you know, as well as they can to come back and put their best foot forward. And that's really good. I mean, you know, it's important for us to get better every day, and you know, that includes the summer, the off season. You know, prepare your best for the season.
Jack, so many people have an opinion. This will be a successful season for the Sabres if, and then they fill in the blank.
Yep.
As the captain of the team, what would make this a successful season in your estimation?
Well, I mean, I think every year, every team comes in with the same goal. You know, if you're not shooting for the highest goal possible, you know, I think you're downplaying yourself. So I think every year you come in and you tell yourself, all right, well, we're going to try and win the Stanley Cup, right? I mean, that's every team. If you're not playing for that, then that's the goal every season. You know, I'm sure last year at the beginning of the year, a lot of teams probably wouldn't have said Carolina would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? They put it together. They had a really good year, and they were there. So I think that's the goal of every team. I think, you know, short term for us right now, it's, you know, it's good to get off to a good start in camp. I think we did that last year, and it showed in the beginning of the season. So I think that's our first priority. Have a good camp, get to know each other, work hard, you know, and come out of the gates well.
Jack, kind of going off of that, you guys saw some success, especially with that winning streak there. What do you guys as a team need to do to take that next step and put together a complete season when you're having that success and not, you know, have that collapse in the second half?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you look at our first half of the year, you know, whether it was, you know, a win or a loss, I thought we responded well the next night. You have that win streak. I think, you know, a lot of those games were close. I thought we played confidently, no matter what the situation was, whether we were down, up, or I think a little bit in the second half, you know, we got a little bit fragile, obviously. We, you know, we struggled at times. It was tough to string wins together, and I think for us, it's just all about, you know, focus on the next day. I mean, it's a long year. It's 82 games. It's every day until, you know, regular season's every day till April for the most part. So, you know, for us, it's important to, you know, if we don't play well, if things don't go well, you know, just to move on and try and prepare for that next game, prepare for the next day, you know, not get too high, too low. I think that's important for us. I think last year at times, you know, maybe we got down on ourselves a bit, and I think it carried over. For us, it's, you know, it happens fast. I mean, you know, you're playing multiple games in a week. It's important to, you know, figure out what you did wrong, if you did something wrong, and try and respond the best way you can.
How do you guys plan to fix your play in the defensive zone this season?
Well, I mean, I think just be harder to play against, obviously. I'm sure Ralph has a system to be put in place for us, and we'll probably start learning that over the next week. But, you know, just be harder to play against, take more pride in it. I thought our goalies did a really good job last year, and, you know, we got to be better for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.